Today's Friday the 13th.
Thank you. And a happy one to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate a Friday.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Is he okay?
He's worried about getting out of bed. Some people don't do that on Friday the 13th.
Ah.
A little scared.
Ah.
It's all right, buddy.
Yeah, don't worry. When you get up the next day, it's going to be Valentine's. We're doing great.
Ah.
It is the 13th day of the second month of 2026. 44 and 321 left to go. Yes, a Valentine's Eve in Texas. We've already had a few. So keep them coming.
Loving dedications.
You know how to get a hold of us.
They do put me in the mood for love.
Today is Friday the 13th. It is also the following, Galentine's Day.
Is this where all the girls get together and band and drink champagne? And
I don't know what y'all
no
do.
Man.
Y'all don't ever invite us, so we have no idea what you do. We assume they're scrapbooking and ya-ya sister pants.
And then the warden says at 1 a.m., no, we're not going out to breakfast with your new friends.
I know, buddy. It is also National Mistress Day.
See? Sometimes you get promoted.
And
hello,
National
Kamala.
Wingman Day.
Mm.
Which if you're palling around with one of those and you are married, that's how you end up with a mistress.
Oh, dear.
We're here to help.
Goose?
It is National Italian Food Day.
It's a me.
It's a good choice.
National Cheddar Day.
Ah, you're going to need that for the Valentine's.
To double up on the Italian food, it's National Tortellini Day.
Ooh, it's a me.
Yep.
Very specific.
Crab Rangoon Day.
I do love the crab rangoon. And everyone in my house is allergic to shellfish, so I have to order them when I go out. Because that's it. Nothing else.
You just eat it in the closet by yourself? There you go. National Khaki Day. International Friend Day.
Hey, wait, wasn't yesterday Friends Day?
No. And today is World Radio Day.
Radio!
How about that?
KB and Heather Lee.
On a Friday the 13th.
The best morning ever.
We'll try.
Does he have a podcast?
No promises. On this date in history, things happen, such as 1866, Jesse James holds up his first ever bank in Liberty, Missouri.
Make good choices.
Got away with $15,000.
No.
Well, he would get caught later, so not so much. On this date in 1937, the NFL Boston Redskins moved to Washington, D.C. to become, you guessed it, the Washington Redskins.
Mm. And what are we now?
We're the Washington... That's it.
Commanders, is it not?
Yes, we love winners. We love winning.
Well, don't do that much. On this date in history, 1959, Barbie goes on sale for the first time.
Hi, Ken.
She's going places.
It was on this date in 88 that Michael Jackson bought the Neverland Ranch. In 2000, Charles Schulz's Last Peanuts comic strip ran in the Sunday newspapers.
Mm, you know, Snoopy really having a moment with the kids right now.
Newspapers. On this date in 02, that's the day at the age of 64 we lost the great Waylon Jennings. It was on this date in 2002, during the Olympics, a French judge was accused of throwing the pair's skating decision to the Russians. And my, how history repeats itself.
Interesting.
USA!
USA!
We've got spirit.
USA.
Yes, we do.
USA.
And it was on this date in 2005 that 50 Cent appeared on The Simpsons.
No.
And look at him now.
Just
he's
yesterday
working for us.
On our show. Look at that. We got birthdays to tackle for the weekend. Speaking of Michael Jackson, one of his kiddos, Prince, is 29 today.
Happy birthday.
Former NFLer, analyst Randy Moss is 49. Denise Austin, fitness expert, 69 today.
She'll still get on her socials and wear her 1980s leotard. Girls got it together.
Her and like Body by Jake was like all that ESPN did during the day. It was awful programming as a child. Singer Peter Gabriel is 76 today. So go find your lovely. Stand outside their window and hold a boombox over your head. Find a boombox.
That's the best approach in real life.
You'll probably get feedback, just like our microphones, allegedly. And Mike Krzyzewski is 79 today. Tomorrow, 54 on a Saturday. Matchbox 20's Rob Thomas. He's a short little human.
He's super deep, and he'll tell you as much.
Just like I ran into Ted Koppel literally one time and nearly knocked him down. Same thing at a racetrack with Rob Thomas. But he had a posse with him, and they almost took me out.
Posse up.
Don't mess with Matchbox 20, man. Simon Pegg is 56, Meg Tilly 66, Jim Kelly of the Buffalo Bills fame 66, and Teller of Penn and Teller is 78. On Sunday, Megan the Stallion is 31. That's old for a horse. Christopher McDonald, that's Shooter McGavin and Happy Gilmore. He's 71. Not Michael McDonald. Mm-hmm. Stop that. Speaking of The Simpsons, Matt Groening, the creator, is 72. And on Sunday, the enchanting Jane Seymour is 75.
Oh, medicine woman.
Happy birthday tomorrow to Engineer Extraordinaire. Wish you were with us, Ken Mendez. There you go. That's why we love the whole weekend. I know, Fitty.
Start your day by saying, hey.